And now, News for Gamers, Internet's Now radio program proudly presents
the N4G Podcast.
Every week you're tuning in, listening to us ramble on about the latest in gaming news. And without further ado, let us introduce you to Zero Tolerance, Gambit's Con. Give Pepper Wombat to a special guest or two if we are nice enough to let them on our podcast, the N4G Podcast.
Shut the cluck up.
Hi, and welcome to another week of N4G Podcast Radio for the week of September 1st, 2008.
Collectively known today as 8-Bit Voiceover Podcast.
This is 8-Bit Voiceover. We have to apologize in advance. We have broken many, many a headset, and we're down to what we like to call the bargain bin headsets. So every now and then...
Right in front of your grave.
We're going to have some asshole sounding stuff going on here today.
Yeah, so bear with us while we... straighten out the technical difficulties, also known as buying some new fucking microphones.
Yeah, we definitely need to do that, you know what I'm saying? With us today, we have Jason, Gamscon, Gambro.
All your base belong to us.
Sweet. Someone set up us the bomb.
Indeed, the winner is you.
No, winner is you.
Also, returning after a two-week hiatus.
Man, I'm surprised anybody even remembers who I am.
We have Ryan Balder. Wombold, the Wombat.
Oh, what's going on? I promise I'll keep the two human comments short today.
That's good, because otherwise Killer Wolverine might...
Oh, punch you.
Killer Wolverine's head might explode.
He'll punch you from two human into oblivion.
There you go.
Okay. Just make sure you note that.
That sounds painful.
Indeed. But also,
he'll punch me until a Valkyrie comes down and takes me to Valhalla.
Yeah, and then you have to wait 5 minutes to get to
the point. Oh, snap. Look at you. Look at you.
Evidently, there's a long line to get into Valhalla.
There is.
There is. It usually goes through the floor. Anyway.
Wow. See? I have not experienced that yet.
You haven't died enough because you don't suck at the game like I do.
That's true.
See? And then
he's got an achievement to prove it.
Yeah, I do. I have an achievement you don't have.
I almost purposely want to die a lot so I can get... I'm 70 deaths from the achievement, so
yes.
I need to...
You know what? I'm 40 now because I got a lot when I played with him.
I'm 16 over, buddy. Yeah.
What class are you?
The... whoever heals.
Oh, bioengineer.
You're the nurse.
Yeah, I'm the nurse.
What's this achievement that you speak of?
100 deaths.
Die 100 times.
Okay, I'm probably about 15 away then.
Sweet. And the introductions continue with the Killer Wolverine.
Yeah, we sort of hijacked. This is going to be bad.
How you doing?
Yo.
All right.
He gets his own news segment. He doesn't need an introduction.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Even if you weren't here, we'd be like, it's that one guy's dirt.
It's that one guy.
Some dick.
You're like Pigpen.
Oh.
Well, we're gonna do some things this week. Indeed.
What kind of things?
I hope
special
so.
Kind of things.
I hope we're not just gonna sit here for 2 hours.
We have some fondling.
Probably be more interesting than what
we have. Some
do.
News. We have some questions, which we're almost finished with the thread.
Woo-hoo!
So we need to fill it up.
Yeah.
And we also have a contest to announce that they got a little hint about last
week. Yeah.
So, this week we'll divulge the details.
Yeah.
Which I'm really glad I worked out before the show. That sarcasm I didn't. So, I'm just going to wing it.
Yeah. Big contest. Big prizes. Hey, what's he talking about?
So, Mr. Killer Wolverine, what have you been playing?
Wow.
Wow.
Whoa.
Sprung it on him.
That caught me off guard.
You complained last week. I was just gonna mix that shit up.
I was just saying because you know.
Or maybe I should just go. Who wants to share? Raise your hand.
Have you ever noticed that this is funny? Because it doesn't matter what seats we're all in. Everybody sits in the same order every week.
Except for I used to sit there.
Well, yeah, but it's always still the same. Well, yeah, that's true. I guess you did.
I used to sit there.
Yeah, you fucked it up.
Yeah. I used to sit there. What I'm doing is I'm making my way around to the big chair because I sat there.
Right. And he's trying to take over.
And now I'm here. And then one way, man. One way.
You can go ahead and try it, but you couldn't figure out how to record.
I hit the record button.
So what do you play?
I play Too Human. Might as well start with that.
Oh, good. Here we go again.
Well, you know, I don't have much to say. Shut up. The fact that I like it. I mean, it's got its problems. It's a good game, though. I don't really know what's going on with the story because I had to play it on low volume. So I got to go back and play it again.
Did you get some headphones, man?
I don't have any place to put them. I don't want to put them in my TV.
You usually put them on your ears.
Oh, really?
He doesn't have any ears.
Who?
Do Italians have ears?
Damn it.
Because they don't listen well.
Forget about it.
But they don't hook up to my TV, so I don't do that. But that's okay. I'll play through it again. It gives me an excuse to, because I'm enjoying it. But like I said, it's got its problems, but, you know.
It certainly does.
The combat took me a few minutes to get used to, and I imagine the advance would take me a little bit longer to get used to.
You definitely have to dig on it for a while.
All right. Because we did figure out one move when we played co-op. When you're not targeted or locked on and you hit up on both sticks, it shoots out like
It's a fierce attack.
It's fierce attack.
Yeah, it's different for every weapon, and it knocks down your enemies. So if you got a whole rush of them coming at you, you can throw it out there and knock them down until you gather yourself.
It makes a wolf sound sometimes.
Yeah, he had it too. Had like a spear or whatever, shot out a blue thing. Did you guys
do the sentient weapon thing yet? Because that's pretty badass.
The what?
The very last thing in your skill tree, it's called, I think, Spirit of Fenrir. If you use that, if you click both sticks in at the same time, the spirit of your weapon comes out, and it starts attacking guys for you. So your weapon's out there attacking guys for you, and you're attacking other guys.
I haven't
unlocked that. Very useful on trolls and bosses.
You have to. That's the last thing?
It's the last thing on your skill tree.
I haven't done that yet. I think that's my next one. So, But no.
That's awesome.
The Matrix thing was kind of interesting. Kind of, you know, cool at first, but then...
The Matrix looks like Sherwood.
Yeah, it does look like Sherwood.
Yes. Hello, Little John. How's it going?
John Little.
John Little.
Should I call you Little John? Sorry. Prince of Thieves, over there.
That's nice. That's nice.
Okay.
So, I'm enjoying that. I'll play more of that. I'm about 5 hours into it, actually. 2 hours for the first level. 3 hours for the second level.
Well, it's probably good because there's only four.
Yeah.
There's only four levels, so it's probably good that they're 2 to 3 hours long.
They're pretty big levels.
Yeah.
And, the first boss was annoying. I don't know if there's any rhyme or reason to defeating him. I just ran back.
Yeah, when he's on all fours, he's more vulnerable to melee attacks. When he's standing up or like running at you or whatever, he's more vulnerable to ranged attacks.
Because when he was running at me, I shot him, but it didn't really do anything.
You got to make sure you target the right areas. Like you can,
I didn't know which ones the right areas.
Yeah, if you're holding the trigger down and you're shooting him, if you tap up or down or left or right on the right stick, it targets a different part of his body.
Right.
You want to target the one that the health is going down.
Oh, okay. I did notice that when we were playing co-op that some parts are going down faster.
Right.
So that's the hot
spot. Right, those are his weaknesses. Okay. When you see the health bar going down faster, that means you're hitting a weakness. It doesn't give you any glowing red attack orb like a lot of game bosses do. You got to kind of figure it out.
I like orbs.
Sometimes figuring stuff out by yourself is kind of nice.
And sometimes
rewarding.
It's frustrating.
Sometimes it's a pain in the
ass. Yeah.
So, and this game does both.
Yeah.
So the equipment interface, like I said earlier, reminds me of a lot of Knights of the Old Republic. So, I mean, I know how to do that and add runes and stuff, but... So other than that, you know, I'm enjoying it. That quest thing you mentioned earlier, I got to...
Yeah, the charm quests.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was, so...
Some of the, like, the base level charms aren't that great. Some of the higher level ones... I saw a video of one online that I haven't seen yet. It's an epic charm, and actually, there's a chance on hit that it creates a gravity vortex above whoever you attacked, and it just, like, sucks all the enemies into it, and they get, like, thrown around and killed or whatever. There's some cool high-level stuff.
Well, I'll have to play around with more of that. I don't think I'll get into that until after I actually beat the story.
Yeah.
Because those are just, like, side quests.
Right.
For me, so. So I'm enjoying it. So, you know, it's not the best game, but it's not the worst game. like, you know, people are saying it is.
Right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. It's all right.
Other than that, not much this week. What was the other one? A little bit of Ico again.
Nice. Wow, look at you.
I went on that rant last week. Fucking escort mission game. Crap.
Whatever, crap.
I want to play a 4-hour escort mission game.
A little bit more Galaga.
What do you think of it?
I like it. After I, you know, deploy the Sentinels, after you told me how to do it last week, I'm right underneath your score, so I'm coming for you.
Uh-oh.
I'm coming for you.
Uh-oh. I better go back and start leveling up my score.
So, yeah, I'm still liking it. It's good. It's good. And I think nothing on the PS3.
I saw another game that you played this week.
Yeah, I'm getting to it.
Yeah, that's his big one for the week.
Yeah, that's
probably my big one for the week, too.
If I had money, I would have bought it. We found the PSN cards.
Oh, really?
We found them
at Myers.
And then,
they're only in $20 and $50 increments. And I have to ask a question that we posed, and it kind of pisses me off. When you buy the cards, my guess is they're going to charge you tax, right? They're $20 and $50. So you'd probably end up paying $20, $21, $22, something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Do they charge you tax on those?
I'm going to say they might.
Depends on the place.
Okay.
With Xbox Live cards, if you go to Game Crazy, they charge you tax. But if you go to EB, they don't.
Gotcha.
So it just depends on the place. But here's my problem. On Xbox Live, there is no tax. On PSN, there is. So a $20 card won't buy you two games. It will short you. Not only that, but if you pay tax in the store, you pay tax again online, so you get taxed twice.
Interesting.
I was thinking about that because I was getting ready to buy one. I'm like, I'm going to get Echo Chrome and The Last Man.
See, I haven't bought anything on PSN yet. All I've played on PSN is trial games and the games that I got codes for free. So.
Well, I bought Tekken and Pain, and they both charge tax. So Tekken was like $16 and Pain was like almost $11. So if you buy a PSN card for $20, does that mean I can only buy one game and have $9.60 left over for nothing? Which I think that's kind of BS, but that's just me. So
interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of
it is.
I want to buy one to test this theory to see if like if I use the card, it just lets me buy two games, two $10 games. But my guess is it probably won't. And if that's the case, that sucks.
They should have made it a $25 card.
See, that's what I thought of.
They should have just not charged tax.
Well, that's
if you're going to charge tax twice.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the card may not have tax, but
the card may not
have
tax.
PSN, maybe they should just make it even and not charge tax.
Right.
But I thought at first they were doing 25, but it is not 25.
It's 20 and 50.
Yeah.
So.
See, I thought about the exact same thing when you told me that the online games on PSN charge tax. I was thinking that if the card itself had tax, if you were going to actually pay a double tax.
Double tax plus, you know,
you can't even buy two games. I mean,
yeah.
Two, it's Xbox does similar, not the same, obviously, because it's not related to tax, but Xbox Live does the same thing, where you always end up having just too few points left over
to
get anything,
and
so you
have to buy
another point
card. That. I've criticized that a lot, but at the same time, I'm not getting charged tax twice. So Sony's doing the exact same thing by leaving me with $9.
Right.
Just sitting there that I could use and then, oh, look, I use my credit card too.
Right.
It's business. So,
yeah.
They make you go buy more. So,
right.
Hey, it works. I mean, I do it for Microsoft all the time, and I will do it for the PSN eventually because I want to play Last Man and Echo Chrome and Hella Funk.
I want to play all these games. There's no doubt about that. It just kind of agitates me.
Yeah.
Just like it agitates me on Xbox Live when I buy a card. You know, or I buy points, and it really is buying the points through their service because they give them to you in ridiculous increments.
Yeah.
500, 1,000, and 2,000 or whatever.
Right.
I mean, seriously?
And the funny thing is you can buy 500 points, but there's nothing on there that costs 500
points.
That's
what I was telling him. There's nothing on there that costs 1,000 either.
Right.
There's a couple things that cost 500.
Well, Guitar Hero packs,
other
than that, I mean, arcade games are what, 400, 800, 1,200?
Right.
Yeah, none of those
have
increments.
100, yeah, so you have 100 or 200 left over that's not enough to buy something else, so you have to buy,
at least the cards you buy are 1,600, which is two games.
I know that all too well. I find myself with 80 points.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've got 20 points right now.
Yeah.
I have 800, so I got enough for next week's dodgeball.
See, I'm just bent over right now. I have 700.
Nice.
So I can't buy anything.
Yeah, they both, they get you.
Well, I just spent $25 online buying a pack of points just to buy Castle Crashers.
Oh, what a segue.
Nice.
I haven't had one of those, so I thought I'd do that.
Nice, that was very well done. Yeah, that was very awesome. Smooth and everything.
So Castle Crashers, huh?
I like it. It's not as hard as Alien Hominid, but, you know, Ken over here doesn't think Alien Hominid's hard.
Well, if you have infinite lives, I don't find anything hard.
It's challenging.
It's tough.
Let me say it. All right, it's challenging.
You die a lot in Alien Hominid, but it's never frustrating because you got infinite lives. Wow. So it never bothered me, I guess.
This game is just like that, but it's hack and slash.
It's fun.
It's real fun. It's got some really sick humor.
Yeah.
Sick humor.
Yeah.
Like, everyone here has played it?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all download the actual version, right?
No. I've got the trial version still. I haven't...
I got the full version.
Okay.
Haven't bought the full version yet.
Well...
I love the... just in the trial version, I love the one knight doing CPR to the other knight in the middle of the battlefield. But I also love the golden axe reference at the very beginning. Did anybody catch that? When you run out of the castle and the civilians run past you, and then all of a sudden the bad guys come walking in just like the first level in Golden.
Well, there's also little dudes that run around and steal your gold.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyways, guys.
And you can actually hurt them from stealing your gold, because the first time I played through that level where he steals your gold, because there's four gold bags, and I collected three, and the last one I was collecting, this little fucking squirrel or whatever came in and took it and ran off. I'm like, you bastard. So anyway, I died on that level, and I learned my lesson, and I hit him. And then he ran away. So, whatever. It's fun. I like it. I'm a level 19? 19? Yeah. So it's hard. And we're at this boss, this robot boss that's just complete, insane, hard. I don't know how to defeat him. Usually after two times I die, I can figure out how to defeat this an enemy. No, I can't defeat this boss. I can't. Just really fucking tough.
Did you fight the Cyclops?
That's where we're at.
The Cyclops robot.
Sitting in the chair crying.
The one that falls into the lava.
I've seen that.
You guys aren't there yet, apparently. Yeah. Apparently Gambus is tearing it up.
Does it have a coffin and then, you know, space and then lava pit in the level?
I don't know. I was half asleep when I was playing it.
If you beat it half asleep, so basically, and I can't beat it awake, happened. I'm gonna be pissed. Did you beat it?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
I still haven't gotten across the ship yet.
You can't. You have to find items.
Yeah, I still haven't found all the items yet.
I would imagine they're in the levels.
Snap.
Oh.
So,
man.
You know, you get a ton of different weapons. I think I'm fighting with, like, a little lightsaber-looking thing. So it's
nice.
Like a blue glowing sword.
Yeah.
Magic, it depends on your guy. You got blue, red. Is there green?
Yeah.
I'm green.
And some other colors. And, like, the blue would be ice. I think his green. He was playing green.
Poison.
And then orange is fire, and red is lightning.
See, so different colors, different abilities.
Yeah.
I forget what I was going to say.
Apparently, if you own Alien Hominid, you get Alien Hominid as a character.
Which I hope he's still unlockable, because I didn't own Alien Hominid, so I'd like to play through as him. But that's even an achievement, I think. I think it is. So, and then you got little animal helpers. like I found the first one was a seahorse. You can travel through water quicker because if you without them, you trudge through it.
Right.
There's a ram that I found.
I found the owl.
The ram hits the hits your enemies.
Yeah.
The owl will bring you fruit when your health is low.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the other one is. I haven't found it yet. So he found the owl. He was hidden. The other two were plain as day. So. I don't know, there's a lot of treasure to dig up too, which there's an achievement for that as well, digging up 10 items, but I thought I did that and I didn't get it.
Dun dun dun.
But you know, it looks just like Alien Hominid. I mean, even the characters
have
those big ass heads.
Yeah. Big giant foreheads.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a good one. I don't think it's as frustrating as Alien Hominid. It's got its cheat moments when you're just hacking away at some enemies ahead of you. like three of them, you can hack them all at once, you know, like typical hack and slash. Right. And then some guy gets around you and shoots you with an arrow. You're falling right. down. And you try to get back up. He shoots you with another goddamn arrow and you go back down.
Damn like, arrow.
Fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
So, there's some, you know, bullshit moments, but you know what game doesn't have those anymore?
Right. Yeah, it kind of comes with territory.
Yeah.
Especially so, with beat 'em ups.
If it, I think this one is well worth the $1,200 because it's huge.
$1,200?
Did I say dollars?
It ain't worth no $1,200.
Yeah, no. I ain't paying, man. That was no game.
My bad. I meant points, because it's huge.
Two humans worth $1,200.
Oh, shut up.
Dun, dun, dun. I had to throw it out there.
I don't even know how it's far I am not. With this game. I'm sure I'm not even halfway, but it's definitely worth your money. Get some points to buy it, so. I like it. I'll be looking forward to more playing of it, you know, sometime.
Look forward to the more playing of Castle Crashers.
It's fun.
Indubitably.
And co-op, you know, it's hard single player, but it's a little bit easier co-op. A little bit.
I imagine it's built for four players.
Yeah, and it is. And I want to try to get four players online to play it. Just like I, you know.
Same here.
So, hey.
Oh, yeah.
We're waiting for one person.
I know. I need to buy it. Not that I would ever have time to play it anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I never see you online. Ever. Not even playing Beat Human.
I was online a lot last week.
I never saw you. I was online late, though. So.
Being elusive, huh?
Sometimes.
Mr. Elusive.
That's a trick of mine. Sometimes if I just want to play single player games and be left alone.
You should just say, leave me alone.
I should. But I don't like to.
You should be like Michael Jackson. Leave me alone.
Can't you just leave me alone? I try to get some Gears of War going, but
I don't have that because I didn't like it.
I called out people on the forum saying if they want to kill me, but they apparently didn't want to kill me, so whatever. You're boss.
I hate the fact that Gears of War 2 is making me want to give the first one another chance.
Second one looks badass.
It does look badass, and it makes me want to give the first one a chance.
So anything else?
I love the first one. I can't wait for Gears 2.
Okay, what else you playing?
Snap.
Moving on.
Yeah, the Fondling's dragging on a little bit. Mine's going to drag on even longer because I haven't been here in a year and a half.
Okay, this isn't Click Click Dirk Podcast. Anything else you playing?
I'm trying to think. No.
Anything you're going to look forward to playing this week?
Yep.
What's that?
More Two Human, Castle Crashers, and Mercenaries.
Yeah.
Because they do have the Mercenaries.
All right, so we and move on to the Wombat.
Dude, it's been a long-ass 2 weeks.
It's been a while.
I played a lot, actually. I played, I finally... year late to the party, beat Bioshock.
Maybe you should have waited for the PS3 version. Damn.
just as fantastic as advertised. I was a little disappointed in the ending, but the story up to the ending makes, you know...
Did you get the good or bad ending?
The bad ending.
That's why you were disappointed, yeah.
So, but I love the game. It's very, very good. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but The last segment before the last confrontation was incredibly tedious because I hate sections like that in games. But
really? But you like Ico?
Wolverine is the one who's all over Ico's balls.
I can't.
Actually,
let a week go
Boogeyman's
by.
More than I am.
Oh yeah,
gotcha.
He got Boogeyman.
I am in the camp that likes Shadow of the Colossus better.
I love Shadow of the Colossus better. Shadow of the Colossus was an excellent game, other than the shitty camera.
Yeah, the camera gets a little crazy in Shadow of the Colossus. So I played a shit ton of Bioshock. That was the majority of my gaming, was trying to get that beat. Played Bionic Commando.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's awesome. But the original on NES, I played so much when I was a kid. So it takes me back. Just seeing that map again with the trucks driving on it, it just takes me back, and hearing the music. So I'm having an absolute blast with that game. I really like it. What else did I play? I played some more 1942 on the PlayStation Network, which is just as awesome as it is on the 360. Same game.
It is the same game.
But it's, once again, it's a blast. I did play Castle Crashers as well. I had a lot of fun with that, too. It really does feel a lot like Golden Axe to me. I don't know if that's just me, but between the magic and, like I said, some of the references, it does feel a lot like...
Other than the Diarrhea Owl.
See, I haven't got to a diarrhea.
I didn't want to say anything because that's kind of the sick humor I was going to mention. There's a lot of poop.
Is there?
There's a whole level of poop.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's just hilarious.
Nice. It's boss that poops.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played some MLB The Show. Same thing I talk about every week. What else did I play? I know there's other stuff. I played some more Viking.
Yeah, I
jumped in the Wayback Machine and played some more Viking. And after repeatedly dying at the same point that I repeatedly died at the last time I was trying to play the game, I gave up.
Yeah.
And that game frustrates me so much because the enemies respawn when you die.
Yeah.
That's what drives me. You can go in and clear out an entire barrack full of enemies, and if you die on the last guy, it respawns you back, and you have to clear out the whole fucking thing again. It's frustrating as heck, but the game's a lot of fun. It's just frustrating. I played some more Grand Theft Auto. Decided to invest a little bit more time in that. Played... What else did I play?
You know, I need to return to Liberty City myself. That's a good game.
You should.
It's a good game.
You should. I played... very, very briefly, I played the Street Fighter Alpha Collection on the PS2 just for fun because I was reading some stuff about Street Fighter 4 and Street Fighter HD, and I decided I wanted to play Alpha for a little while. So I played Alpha 2.
Yeah.
What else? What else? What else? What else? I played... I don't know. I guess that's really about it, except...
Oh, good.
Uh-oh.
For Two Human, which I am now 30 hours in.
Boom, 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 boom.
And, you know, I'm not going to get into it too in-depth because it's been talked about all over the place and every Tom, Dick, and Harry has shared their opinion on it. My review will be up on ZT Game Domain. You probably will not update the site again until Tuesday, will you? So it'll be up on Tuesday. The game... It definitely has a lot of flaws. The animation and the cutscenes is abysmal. It's just terrible. The voice acting is mostly very good. Some of it's a little sketchy, and there's some cheesy lines here and there.
Yeah.
But most of the voice acting is very good, especially in the last probably half hour of the story.
Was it me or is Thor a douchebag?
Yeah, Thor's terrible. He's terrible. I was very disappointed in that character.
Yeah.
The story, I love the story. It might put me in the minority, but I love the story. I love the concept behind the story.
Yeah.
With the exception of the animation and the cutscenes, I love the execution of the story. There's some really cool little things. I don't want to go too in-depth into most of them because I don't really want to spoil anything. I guess it's not really a huge spoiler. Have you beat it, Gambus?
Not yet. I'm on the last
level. You're on the last level? Zero, you're on the last level?
Yeah.
You...
He's only on... He's only beat the first level.
Yeah, so I don't know if you've seen this yet, so I don't know if I want to spoil it for you.
Go ahead. I'm not really...
It's not like a story point spoiler, but the... When you first... when it shows the flashback and you ride that lift up to Heimdall's office and it's in the cliff and the sun is shining and there's a giant ravine and there's mountains and trees and the water's flowing down and everything, and it's so natural looking, and then you come to the point where, and this is slight spoiler, so if anybody's nervous about spoilers, turn your speakers off for a second. It's not really a heavy story spoiler, but you come out of your second meeting with Heimdall. And you leave his office, and when you leave his office, he clicks a button, and all that disappears because it was a holographic illusion, and it's just, you know, a wolf's head sticking out into the, you know, the techno-industrial city with the rain pouring down and everything. That scene was so pitch perfect. I loved the way they did that kind of thing, and actually, I said this before the show, but I'll say it now on the show, and I definitely won't spoil this. The very last scene of the game, if you can play through the entire game and the very last scene of the game doesn't make you so jacked up for the next one, then I don't know what to tell you. because the very last scene is awesome. In fact, the entire last sequence is awesome. But the very, very last shot that you see is really, really cool. The gameplay is, this is the only mini rant that I will go on, in that a lot of the reviews that I've read, that other people have written, have basically blasted the game saying the combat is too simple, and then turned right around and blasted the game and said that they died too much. Well, the reason that you died too much is because you think the combat is too simple. And it's mostly the game's fault, because it doesn't teach you how to do a lot of the stuff. But the combat in the game is incredibly deep if you give yourself a chance to learn it. Between the finishers and the juggles and your battle cry and the spider attacks and your sentient weapon, if you don't use all of that, you're going to die a lot. If you don't use it all and know when and how to use it all, you're going to die a lot. And like I said, a lot of that is the game's fault, because it doesn't sort of hold your hand and tell you how to do, you know, when you should do this and how you should do this and so on and so forth. I love the combat overall. I think it's a blast. I love the fact that when I'm rewarded for big combos by the fact that my speed and damage increases, it really sort of makes you it makes it really tough to decide when you want to use a Ruiner attack, because it's like, well, I'm swamped by enemies. I could use a Ruiner and get most of them off of me, but it's going to drop my combo meter a level, and then I'm going to lose some of my speed and damage. So you really have to kind of there's a lot of strategy in how you want to attack it. That being said, the camera, I really, to be completely honest, in terms of your typical camera issue, in terms of the camera's not where I want it to be when I want it to be there, I haven't run across that a lot, just because I found there's so many camera settings that it's pretty easy to find a view that works for just about any situation you're in. The problem that I have, and this is a problem that's prevalent enough to be annoying but not game-breaking, is when the camera changes suddenly, it's like Baldur's feet don't get the message. So you're running in the opposite direction that you're pushing because the camera switched on you suddenly. So you have to let go of the stick until he resets himself and then go again. That's frustrating to me, because that's a relatively minor flaw that should be easy to fix, but they just haven't fixed it. The graphics are very hit and miss. Some of the environments are awesome looking, and some of them just feel huge and empty, like there's not really much there.
Yeah.
The variety in the levels is cool, between the four different stages, is pretty cool. But as far as the actual level design, there are parts of it that are very, very cool looking, and there are parts of it that just feel kind of bland. Same way with me and Zero actually got into this discussion before the podcast about the enemies all being the same. There's not a whole lot of variety in the way enemies look. All of the variety comes in the way the enemies attack and the way they behave and their, you know, different resistances and stuff like that, which is all for a guy like me who's really hardcore into games like that and will delve into stuff and check numbers and see stats and stuff. It's very easy to see all that, but for most people who are going to play the game, that's very transparent. And I do wish that they would have added some more variety in, at least in the way the enemies look, because the variety in the way they play is there. It's just not noticeable to most people who aren't going to really get into the game. It's definitely a love it or hate it game. Once again, if you're the type of person that's going to invest the time into it and be hardcore about it, you're going to love the game. If you just want something that you don't really have to think about, you can just plow through, you're going to be frustrated because you're going to die a lot. And on death, the Valkyrie sequence, it's 25 seconds long, and it's no longer than it takes you to go to a game over screen, pick continue or exit, reload your last checkpoint, and go back to where you were before. It's no longer than any of that. I understand that it's frustrating because it's seamless with the game, but it's, if you stop and think about it, it's no longer than the death penalty for any other game. Other than that, the only thing I want to say is that I'm having a blast with it, and there are absolutely no load times, since nobody seems to mention that Except for it's just like Uncharted, which I'll get destroyed, guaranteed, for comparing too human to Uncharted. There's a load at the beginning, and then from then on out, if you don't skip cutscenes, there's not a load time through the rest of the game. You could play straight through the rest of the game and never have a load, which is pretty impressive to me. But I love the game. I think it's a blast. That's all I'm going to say on it, because otherwise I'm going to spend the whole podcast talking about it. So we'll move on.
So what are you looking forward to playing?
I'm looking forward to playing More Too Human. I'm also looking forward to playing Mercenaries, because I still play the first one. That's one of my favorite games on the original Xbox. So I'm really, really looking forward to the next one. I'm like the king of playing mediocre games. I game-flied Dark Messiah Might and Magic, whatever it's called. I don't even know what the fuck it's called.
The Dark Messiah.
Heroes of Might and Magic.
Dark
Messiah.
There you go.
Whatever. Elements of...
Yeah.
Elements
of mediocrity.
Yeah.
I game-flied that because I like games like that, and... I'm not the type of gamer that dwells on flaws. I can, as is evident by the fact that I enjoy Two Worlds and Two Human.
You think?
So I can appreciate the good parts of the game without letting the bad parts drag me down. So I'm looking forward to playing some of that, because some people have told me if you get past sort of the technical issues, there's some fun stuff there. So I want to give that a try for myself. So that's at the house. I haven't even played it yet. I want to get the full version of Castle Crashers. I also want to get the full version of Galaga, because I played that as well. I played the demo of that, and I liked that a lot.
Yeah.
I was supposed to get Boomblox in Gamefly, but they sent me Dark Messiah Might Magic instead.
You probably won't get Boomblox.
Yeah.
I was lucky. I got Two Human, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. So I need to... I need to pick that up, too, because I really want to play that.
Do you have two game plan or one game plan?
I have one game plan.
Oh, that's probably why.
How could I forget this? I did the freaking review on it in the middle of the week and somehow managed to forget. I played MLB Power Pros 2008 on the Wii, which even if you don't like baseball, if you have even the slightest interest in the game of baseball at all, this game is a blast because it plays kind of like RBI baseball. The batting is different, and actually I like the batting better than batting in a lot of the next-gen baseball games, because you've got a cursor in the shape of a baseball bat with a yellow spot where the sweet spot is, and that's how you hit. But as far as fielding and all that stuff, it plays a lot like RBI baseball. It's kind of disappointing because there's nothing really, other than exhibition and home run derby, that you can't play anything with the Wiimote, like motion control. But the two modes are success mode and MLB life mode. Blast. Success mode, it's almost like an RPG. It's almost like a baseball RPG. You're a guy that's in AAA, you're in AA, you're trying to work your way up to the majors. And you can work a part-time job to get more money. You have to train. You can build up your relationships with other people. You can work for this private investigator, and you have to try and find people in the map. There's just a lot of sort of RPG light kind of moves. You have to make sure you have enough energy, otherwise you can't train. But to get energy, you have to go eat at the diner. You only have one action or two actions, depending on the week, that you can perform each week, so you have to budget out which ones you want to do. There's a lot of micromanagement, but it's a lot of fun, especially if you like sort of RPGs like that. The MLB life mode is a blast because you either create your own character, pick an MLB player, or use your character from success mode, and you basically live the life of an MLB player. You have to train. You have to budget your time for travel. If you say you buy a whole lot of items, you buy stuff so you can train at home, and you buy, say your hobby is video games, so you buy a video game system and you buy a game for it so you can, you know, do your hobby on your day off. And then you go on the road, you have to pack before you go on the road, and you have to make sure you take the stuff that you're going to need when you're on the road, because otherwise it's at home and you can't use it. You can build relationships with your agent, with your fellow players, you can date, quote unquote. And all of that revolves around also actually playing baseball. So there's a lot, it's a ton of depth. I mean, ridiculous amounts of hours. It's got more statistical depth than any baseball game I've ever played. You can look up statistics for just about anything. So there's, it's really, it's funny because it's a very cartoony looking game. Like they're all like short little guys with big heads and cylindrical bodies. But the depth there is ridiculous. And anybody from your grandma to the most hardcore baseball guy can play it and have a blast. So that's a definite. If you've got a Wii and you are at all interested in baseball, you should pick it up. Definitely. And it's $40.
I've been eyeing that game.
It's fun. It's a lot. You would really enjoy it. You would really enjoy Success Mode.
Cool.
There you go. So now we move on to you.
So there.
What's up? Well, basically, this past week, I've played two different games. I played some more Too Human.
All right. What else?
Yeah, yeah, we talked a lot about
okay,
that.
Okay. I got one thing to say to Dennis Dyack.
Uh-oh.
And it's not bad. It's not bad.
I got a couple things to say to Dennis Dyack.
Dennis, if you're listening.
He's not.
When you're making Two Human Two, or Way Human, or whatever, please, I beg you, 4-player co-op.
You know what? Actually, it's been very strongly hinted by everybody at Silicon Knights, including Dennis Dyack, that 4-player co-op could come to the first Two Human as downloadable content.
See, that would be awesome because, you know, most of the reviewers are giving it like 6s and 7s. I feel that if this game had 4-player co-op, I mean, it would be getting more like 7s and 8.5s on average. It would bring the meta, like, I guess if you're into Metacritic, you know, I don't know what it is right now. I think it's like a 7.0 or something.
Yeah, I think it's 6. Yeah, somewhere around in there. 6.8 to 7.0, something like that.
Yeah, if this game had 4-player co-op, I bet that would bump the Metacritic. If you're in a Metacritic, I would be willing that it would bump that average score up at least a point and a half.
Yeah, and some of the classes, too, definitely seem more... More heavily leaning towards 4-player co-op than 2-player co-op. Like, yeah. The bioengineer's healing ability seems like it would be much more beneficial in 4-player co-op.
Yeah.
So...
I think just the idea of 4 players in Too Human, like, how the... your character behaves in battle, like you would slide and doing the zigzag, attacking enemies really quickly. I think with 4 players, that would be just an amazing... thing to participate in.
Right.
You know, having four players jumping into a mosh pit of enemies.
Right.
Zigzagging each enemy to destruction, doing combos, having each player interlace their combos between all the other players, almost like a symphony of destruction, if you will.
Symphony of destruction!
Yeah.
Anyways, enough of the Dave Mustaine.
But, yeah, I'm really liking Too Human. Last week I said it was, in my opinion, it was like a 7 out of 10 if I was reviewing it. This week, you know, I've been learning more about the game like almost every day. I'd say it's more like a 7.5 or an 8 or something, but damn, it's probably the best 7.5 game I've ever played.
Yeah, it definitely is a game that you won't know how to do everything until you've played it through at least once, which is frustrating. But definitely, once you start learning more things about the combat and about the level, like for instance, what I was telling them before, and I'll just throw this out there as a tip to anybody that's playing the game and is frustrated right now: the red capsules that you can destroy. They will give you either health or money, depending on how much health you need. If you're at 10% health, there's a 90% chance they'll give you health instead of money. If you're at 80% health, there's a 20% chance they'll give you health instead of money. So if you're running low on health, try and knock some of those capsules over, and there's a good chance you'll get some health out of those.
So sweet.
I just want to throw that out there as a tip to anybody who's frustrated.
And the other game that I've been playing is a incredible title. I mean, by God. the best $15 I've ever spent on a video game, Castle Crashers.
Nice.
Also, in my opinion, probably the best downloadable game I've ever played.
Better than Braid?
It just keeps changing every week.
It does. Yeah, it's like first Braid.
Mod Commando, Braid, Galaga Legions, now Castle Crashers.
Yeah, really. I mean, it really has been an incredible.
Oh, there's no doubt that these
games
are absolutely incredible. There's no doubt about that. But it's just like every week, this one's better than the last, and I'm just like.
But you know something that says something about Xbox Live.
It says
Arcade.
The fall's going to suck an ass because they've already blown their load.
They have blowed their load.
Not just Xbox Live Arcade either, but PSN's getting some pretty good downloadable content too. It speaks a lot to the rise of bite-sized downloadable arcade games. The quality has just skyrocketed in the last year.
I've probably put about 3 hours in on Castle Crashers, and I'm probably not even halfway through the game yet.
Yeah.
It's an incredible game. I can't, you know, it pays homage to so many great games of the 90s. You know, it's a side-scrolling beat-em-up game. You know, it pays homages to other video games, like you said, Golden Axe. It pays homage to, like, Double Dragon.
Right.
And it also pays homage to movies like the Terminator and stuff like that. And it's got so much comedy and so much like hidden references throughout the game.
It's funny that you mentioned Double Dragon, because at the end of Double Dragon, what do you got to do at the end of the game?
You fight yourself.
You got to fight your player.
Your partner.
Right.
And when you're playing co-op with this game, the whole purpose is to rescue the princesses. Well, the first one that we, you know, saved co-op, you got to fight each other after the boss.
To see who
gets the kiss.
Yeah.
From the
Which
princess.
Is really unbalanced, because if you're playing with somebody who's like a level 20 and you're level 5...
You're going to get wasted.
No chance.
Yeah.
No chance whatsoever.
But, I mean, it's still fun that they put that in there. And, if you're playing a 3 or 4 player game, I bet that sequence would be extremely chaotic.
Yeah.
If you're playing, like, a 4-player game and, like, everybody has, like, completely different levels, that'd be pretty crazy. But, man, the game has so much depth. I mean, the animals that you can collect in the game, each animal gives you either a special attack or a special status ability. And there's roughly about a dozen animals that you can collect in the game. And then on top of that, there's different weapons in the game, and different weapons also affect your statuses, like speed and strength and magical power. And there's like over a dozen different types of weapons in the game that you can collect. And then there's also items. And at the same time, you're collecting all these items and weapons and animal helpers, you're also leveling up your character like an RPG, and then when you level up, like if you complete a stage or if you exit a stage, you get to distribute your skill points, you know, and it's like an RPG, you know, it's got the depth of like a simplistic RPG, but
you also learn new combos every so often too.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much depth to this game. I'm just like, man, it's to me, it almost feels like a retail game. Like really, I mean, it's just so amazing. And the music is like a homage to mid-90s arcade music, like across like all planes of like, you know, action adventure, side scrolling, beat 'em ups. It's like a homage to those type of musics, you know. And the graphics are extremely clean. Everything's well animated. It just feels like such a premium title. And to tell you the truth, I mean, you know, Braid was an amazing, you know, work of genius. You know, Galaga was awesome, you know. But this game, and you got people complaining, oh, $15, you know.
I've not heard one person complain about Castle Crashers.
Yeah. Yes.
Everybody bitched about Braid.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody complained about Castle Crashers.
Dude, I would pay $30 for Castle Crashers. I would pay $30 as a download for Castle Crashers. I'd pay $40 if it was a disc.
Wow.
Yeah. It feels like a solid, full retail game like the closest that any Xbox Live game has ever come. I'd say Braid and is up there with it, you know, and maybe, you know, Galaga Legions or whatnot might be a few steps behind that. But, man, I can't find anything, I can't find anything bad to say about Castle Crashers. I mean, it does so much right, and you get so much bang for your buck. You know, when you pay $15, I mean, it's such a blast. I played a co-op. I haven't played 3 or 4 player, but I've played a few 2 player sessions, and it's fantastic, man. One of the sessions ran extremely smooth. The other session would pause every once in a while. And it got irritating, but you know, then again, you got to accept the fact that certain games, you'll have hiccups, and other games, it might run pretty smooth. I heard that 4-player simultaneous has some problems. I heard that there's a lot of lag in most 4-player games, but I heard that a lot of your 3-player games, like if you got 3 players playing Castle Crashers, I heard that is actually relatively smooth. So, It's an incredible game. Everybody who's listening to this podcast who has access to 360, you need to pick up Castle Crashers, because it'll probably be the best $15 you'll spend on gaming probably this year.
There you go. What are you looking forward to playing this week, this year?
This year? More Two Human, more Castle Crashers, and I might be picking up either 1 or 2 RPGs this week. It depends. I might get Tales of Vesperia, and I might get Infinite Undiscovery. And if I'm really lucky, I might get both. So,
what about Pirates versus Ninjas?
Dodgeball, baby.
If that's this upcoming week,
it is.
It's that and Shred Nebula.
Shred Nebula.
Okay, I'll probably be picking up the Pirates versus Ninja game too. So yeah, there's a lot to look forward to.
Diggity dodgeball.
Yeah. And
if you can dodge a wrench, dodge a ball.
With that,
dodge
that
a bullet.
Concludes my fondling and future fondling.
Alright. Yay! Finally me.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and apologize for the epicness of the fondling section of this time, but I haven't been here for 2 weeks, so
we
can put
a little note. We can put a little note in the notes that says, if you don't want to hear about Two Humans, skip half an hour.
Skip to an hour into the podcast.
This week, I'm just going to get it out of the way first. I did play Two Human. There you go.
There you go.
Played a lot of Castle Crashers Friday night or Thursday night, and I absolutely adore the game. I mean, I'm having a blast with it. I really am. I don't agree with him that I feel like it's a retail title. It still feels like Alien Hominid to me. It feels like a downloadable game. As much as there is in it, if it was any more than $20, I wouldn't. I mean, $20 is kind of my limit on that. Not saying that it's not better than some of the $60 games I bought.
Yeah.
Because it is. It is better than a lot of $60, $50, $40 games that I bought. Yeah. But at the same time, I was pissed that I paid $40, $50, and $60 for those games. So.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do really like it. I really like the idea that we've got an old-school beat-em-up that's really colorful. It's a nice break from the gritty-looking games that have been plaguing a lot of stuff lately. It's real bright. Really animated. I do like the leveling up, although I feel that's going to cause problems for like people who played a shit ton of it. Like if you know Wombat eventually does buy it and he jumps in a game with us, he's going to get nothing, you know, because we're going to be able to beat the hell out of everybody.
Yeah,
with very little effort.
That's not very nice.
So I don't know that that's necessary. I think learning new combos and stuff would have been a little better, but not so much leveling. It's good for the single player. It really is. It makes it good. I hope there's a cap. You know what I mean?
I heard that there's you can go all the way up to level 99.
Damn, that's quite a cap. for a side scrolling hack and slash, that's quite a cap.
Yeah, it'd probably take you about 15 hours to get there at least.
I finally did play Galaga Legions. I got my copy. I like to call this the shooter for old people.
The shooter for old people.
For one reason, because instead of having like 6 billion things on the screen that are this big,
Yeah.
You have like 100 things on the screen that are like this freaking big.
Yeah.
It's like for people with bad eyes, so old people, which is great. I think it's awesome. And you know what I love for shooter dummies like me that aren't like great at them? That you can play them the automatic mode.
Yeah.
Where you never have to press the fire button.
Yes.
That is awesome because, yeah, you know, I suck at those games. So that's fun. That's fun that I can just turn that on. And that's the way I play because it's just more fun for me.
Yeah.
You know, and I suck at it. I mean, I don't do very well at all. But I do like the crazy waves that come out. It's real visual. It's very fun. And I do like how you can change the skins. It's like the classic Galaga ship and stuff. I mean, that's cool. I mean, I really like the game. I guess my only problem with it is you know, five stages, and that's fine for a shooter if they were any different.
Yeah.
You know, everything I've seen so far.
Well, I mean, the backgrounds are different.
The backgrounds are different, and another thing.
And the attack patterns are different.
Another thing that upsets me about this, and it's totally because I'm a shooter dummy. When I pay for a game, I like to be able to see the whole game, and I can't get past wave like 2. on this game, so I probably will never see 3, 4, and 5 because I'm not good enough to get through it. And when you beat one wave, you can't save it and go back and play wave 2. You have to start from the beginning, unless you're playing the challenge mode or whatever.
Yeah, the championship mode.
Then you can go through and you can actually pick any level you want.
Yeah, and with that, I mean, the championship mode is good because you can go to the level that, you know, is giving you a problem, and you can just continuously play that level over and over again.
Yeah, but I'll tell you one thing is about Galaga Legions is difficulty, brick wall. Seriously. Stage 1, cake. No problem. Could beat it without dying. No problem.
Yeah.
Stage 2, about halfway through, fuck you! Fills the whole screen with crap that you can't get around, and I'm like, alright, I can't do this, because I'm not any good at those games.
With me, you know, it's stage 1, piece of cake. Stage 2, really challenging. Stage 3, super challenging, but doable. Stage 4 is like my brick wall.
Well, that's where you and I differ. It shouldn't go from, okay, I can beat this without dying, to I can't even get past it.
Yeah, I'm with him on that because it's a slap in the face. It's a big difference between 1 and 2.
1 and 2 is huge.
I mean, granted,
huge difference.
It's a little easier now that I know how to deploy the satellites because they show you the patterns of what they're going to do. And
yeah.
I can, you know, deploy them real quick. But it's still a
that
slap in the face.
That screen fills up
how bad
so
it really
fast.
Is.
Yeah, you have to be – you have to know, like, where to place the satellites at what time. I mean – certain enemy patterns, you know, if you're really quick and if you already know the pattern, because like most shooters, you know, it's all about repetition, you know, over and over again, learning the patterns. If you really learn the pattern and then you discover the secret of placing the satellites at the right time, at the right place, a lot of times you'll discover that there's a way out of a lot of your enemy patterns that look almost impossible, because I've encountered a few enemy patterns and then that were giving me trouble, you know, they would always destroy me, and then I would be like, oh, what if I place this satellite here and that satellite there, and then afterwards, like, it would actually create an opening and I would fly through the opening and, you know, and survive that enemy encounter. And it's all about learning and knowing to place the satellites. It's all about the satellites in this game.
And that's fun, but at the same time, why can't every game be like Trigger Heart, where I don't have to, I can put it on dummy mode and not die. You know, I'll just keep respawning, you know, I get infinite lives. You don't have to let me put my score on the leaderboards.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to play through a succession without having to play the same shit over and over and over and over and over and over again, I guess.
So basically, why can't every shooter have an easy mode?
Yeah, I mean, like a dummy mode. I mean, because I'm not, I'm still upset at Omega 5, because I've still never seen level 3. Like, seriously. I'm so terrible at that game.
Glacial
Fortress.
I think I made it to the end of level 3.
Well, we're not talking about you, buddy. This is my fondling.
Oh, okay.
You had your fondling with your two human and your Castle Crashers.
I just like to rub that in.
Well, that's fine.
Did you do it in championship mode, though, or did you do it in arcade mode?
Arcade, okay. Where you go through stage 1, 2.
He's talking about Omega 5 now,
yeah,
and you're talking
Omega
about
5.
Galaga still.
Oh, shit.
We're mixed.
Sorry, I saw that train wreck coming, so I thought I'd derail it right now.
But you let it crash.
Yeah, I did fail.
Well, the thing is, in adventure mode, I did make it to end of level 3, but...
Yeah. No, I know that you're totally into it. That's like your thing. You love those shooters. I mean, and that's fine. And that's like you complaining about SNK games, you know, the fighting games where right. like I can just, you know, it's hard, but it's not an issue to me. It's just the same thing, matter of repetition.
Yeah.
Right.
But I still feel like in fighting games, there is a dummy mode.
Right.
There is a one-star difficulty, as we like to call it in Street
right.
Fighter.
Right.
You know.
And the thing is, with me, I'm pretty much a fighting game dummy, so that's why I usually play is one star mode on fighting games.
But at least in those games you can see the end.
Yeah,
never seen the end of so many damn shooters because I'm terrible at them. What's Ikaruga now, level 3?
Well, that's not because you're terrible at it. It's because it's a fucking hard game.
Yeah, but I'm really terrible at all shooters. The only one that I've beaten on Xbox Live Arcade is Trigger Heart Exelica, and that's because
it's got dummy mode.
Dummy mode, infinite continues, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just like to be able to play the whole damn game. I've still never beat 1942.
You know, I'm so close to beating that game. Really?
I know.
I still haven't done it.
It just frustrates me, I guess. But anyway, the big one I played this week. Yeah. Mercenaries 2. I was the lucky enough man to get a hold of that copy of that game Friday night. And where do I start with this? If you like... See, the funny thing is a lot of people were getting it last week because a lot of people broke Street Date. So I was reading on the internet and I was getting worried because everybody's like, oh, this looks like ass. And it's got glitches and all this stuff. And I'm like, I'm starting to worry. I'm like, So I get it home and I start playing it. If you like the first Mercenaries, you're going to love this one. Because it's basically the same game. With a few tweaks, a little better visuals... And that's it. I mean, it's basically the same thing. I catch a lot of Just Cause vibe while I'm playing it because it takes place in Venezuela.
Right.
Yeah. So I get a lot of that. Instead of the first Mercenaries where a lot of things didn't really mesh, like you had airstrikes from the beginning, you had all that stuff from the beginning. Like in this one, you actually have to go out and earn a helicopter pilot. You have to go out and earn a jet pilot. So that you get things like bunker busters and carpet bombs and stuff like that.
In terms of actual control and gameplay, does it play just like the first one?
Yeah, I mean, it's your typical third-person shooter where you aim with the analog stick, you move with the right. The weird thing that people are going to hate is you sprint by clicking the left stick, but you only have to click it once. And then you're in sprint mode until you stop. So.
Gotcha.
That's fine. The vehicle controls, once again, they're the same as the first game, but people aren't going to like them at first because
right.
you press A to drive. You know,
right.
people are going to freak out about that. The car handling, it's off and on. Some cars handle really well. Some cars handle like crap. The story, there's one reason why it's interesting, and only one reason. All the rest of the story is your typical move from faction
right.
to faction. Kill all these people for me. The funny thing about the story is the first job you do when you get done, the guy betrays you and shoots you in the ass, and that's your whole point of continuing to go back and go after him is because he shot you in the ass.
Thanks for ruining it.
Dude, that's in the intro.
Oh. that's an awesome
Yeah,
intro.
You do the first mission, and it literally is, he's like, you know, blah, 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 I'm just going to kill you instead of pay you, so you start running away, and he shoots you in the ass.
Da-da-da, he's on a mission.
And it's kind of cool, because each character gets that story. Like, you can pick the three characters
right.
at the beginning, and each character has that story, and they have different cutscenes based on which character you're playing. And each character is very different. Like, if you are a stealth player, you want to play as the girl.
Right.
If you're a, like, run straight into the fire kind of guy that just likes to shoot everything, then you play as that crazy mohawk dude. And then
Matthias.
And then if you want to play, like, you have all kinds of ammo and weapons and stuff, you play as the other guy.
The American guy.
Yeah, so that's very the big three differences. Like, Matthias gets more hit points, the other guy gets more ammo, and then the girl is faster. So that's the three differences in the characters. But it does have some graphical issues. It's not the best-looking game, and there's no doubt about that, but it does have some of the best-looking explosions. And it's just the little details, like when a building explodes or a car explodes within your face, like how your character winces back. I mean, it's
nice.
The little things like that and how the screen, like the way the lighting on the screen is different when something explodes. It kind of blacks out a little bit.
Second Uncharted reference of the podcast, but Uncharted was fantastic at that.
Yeah, it reminded me a lot of that. I mean, they just are incredible. Other than that, I mean, there's really not much to say about it. I haven't tried the co-op yet. We're going to try the co-op this week, definitely. It's basically the first game.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Which makes me very excited.
Sorry, oh, yawn no, in the middle did. Of the podcast.
Anyway, but basically the first, it's basically the first game, just in a higher resolution. Like I said, it does have some graphical glitches. You will see funny things. I've been waiting to do a car bomb. Like, seriously.
Nice.
I really want to do a car bomb, but I haven't got enough C4 yet. The world is very open from the beginning. You have a lot of places you can go. Once you get your helicopter pilot, it makes traveling a lot faster.
Do you still have to hunt down the the cards and stuff, like the aces?
No, they don't have
that.
The 52 aces this time. But there are a ton of little missions scattered around the levels.
Gotcha.
So you can, like... The cool thing is, once you get the helicopter, there's, like, these stacks of... There's just big stacks of money.
Nice.
Like, big... skid pallets of money laying around the level, and if you go tag one and then throw your smoke, the guy will come and pick it up and take it back to your house.
Nice.
And there's also new weapons and fuel. Like, it was hilarious because I walked into this like camp, and I was actually allied with him at the time, and I saw this big thing of gasoline, like this big friggin' tank. So I marked it. I had my helicopter dude come pick it up. As soon as he picked it up, the whole camp just went nuts and started shooting me.
Man.
You can drive some big ass things in this. Like, I've driven a giant battleship.
Nice.
Like, around, I mean, it wasn't necessarily a battleship, but it was huge.
Right.
I'm like surfing through the ocean in it, and I mean, there's a ton of vehicles in this. Ton of vehicles. And there's a mission early on in the game that's absolutely awesome. They tell you to go pick up this thing called the Devastator. And it's for an oil company. You have to go pick it up. So I drive down, I drive to the point where it's at. And there's this big tank sitting there. But the arrow's not pointing at the tank. So I'm like, that's not the Devastator. It's actually behind the fence. I go around behind the fence. It's a pink bike. So I get on the bike and I have to drive it back. And as I'm driving, all the soldiers are like, yeah, nice bike. Yeah. I mean, it's...
That's funny.
The thing I love about Mercenaries is it never takes itself seriously.
Right.
It's so over the top and ridiculous that if you complain about stupid things like, oh, my character, like, I hit him and he flew up in the air, you know,
right.
He was probably supposed to.
Right.
So, but there is some funny glitches here and there. It doesn't feel like a game that was 3 years in the making. But it still is very good.
Gotcha.
So, and the two-player co-op, I got a feeling, is just...
Probably going to be
awesome. It's going to be a blast. My only problem with the two-player co-op is I heard, and I haven't confirmed this yet, there is a radius. You
really?
Have to be within a certain limit area
really?
Of the other player.
Yeah, that's not good.
Which, you know, it could be good, it could be bad. It could be bad for the fact that you can't go from one side of the map to the other.
Right.
But at the same time, you're not going to lose each other like you did in Crackdown.
Right.
Like, you're playing Crackdown, you're like, where are you at? Way over here. Or in
right.
Grand Theft Auto, it's like, meet me at the airport. Well, I'll see you there in like 20 minutes.
Right.
You
know?
It's kind of like that. So I guess it could
see
be.
See you in 20 minutes.
But I would still like the option.
Right.
To be able to go anywhere you want and do anything you want, so... But, you know, if you like the first Mercenaries, buy this one. If you didn't like the first Mercenaries, don't buy this one. If you like open world games and you've never played Mercenaries, it's really good. It's in there with the best. It's in there with Crackdown. It's in there with GTA. It's really fun, and it's really over the top. So that's Mercenaries this week. More Mercenaries. I actually had considered Infinite Undiscovery until I realized how much more of an RPG it was than this action game, because it looked like an action game.
Uh-huh.
So, no thank you. I heard it's 20 hours long and 15 of it you spend talking to people and spinning in menus. No thank you. Not to mention, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Slow down. Hell.
It does look kind of...
And that's not common for Tri-Ace.
Yeah.
They have a higher quality than that. And it's just, it looks like it's rushed.
It does. And
I'm kind of disappointed in that.
Yeah, it looks like a almost like a generic like PS2 RPG.
Yeah, it really does.
And it's kind of unfortunate that it's the first like Square Enix labeled 360 game. You know.
Well, yeah. With the exception of Final Fantasy XI.
Final Fantasy XI, yeah.
It's the first original
game
coming to the 360. And, you know, when I heard it was kind of like a real-time action kind of game, like I was interested. And I watched the video review, and he said, you spend so much time, there's just so much, like, management, because you have, like, 18 party members by the end of the game. And I'm like, and he's like, you have to go through and tell each one of them what to do, what to wear, with all this stuff. And I'm like, no, thank you. That's just, no. I changed my mind fast after I saw that. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, I saw that too, but I'm...
If that's your thing, man.
I'm willing to give it a chance. I mean, I might like it, you know, but I might not. But I just think that, you know, from the videos I've seen of it and what I've read about it, I mean, I know it's not going to be a great RPG, but I'm curious about it.
Well, I think you should definitely... put Tails over this one. Definitely.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard that Tails is definitely the better JRPG to buy at the moment.
Which I will probably be playing that this week as well, along with Ferrari for the PS3, which I should be getting for review. I thought there was something else I was getting this week, but I guess not. And then, of course, next week is the big Rock Band. Not next week, but... close to next week, Rock Band and Star Wars.
Right.
So
yeah,
and also I didn't say this my future fondling, but I want to play. Actually, I don't think it comes out till next week. TNA Impact.
I think that's next week. I think it is.
I think it's this week. I think it's the 7th.
Is it the 7th?
I think so.
If it's the 7th, it'll be next Monday.
Yeah.
Or well, it'll be Sunday. That doesn't really make sense.
I think it's the 9th. I think it comes out the 9th.
I think it ships on the 8th.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it'd be on the 9th. So.
I have a mini Gambus Con rant. It's very mini. It's not very long at all.
Okay, mini man.
Is it a rant about me?
No, it's a rant. It's a rant about gaming culture as a whole.
Preach it, brother.
I know there's a lot of people complaining about games being mediocre lately. It kicked off with Two Human. It's continued into Infinite Undiscovery. It's continued into even Star Wars Force Unleashed.
Star Wars demo. Rape.
Mercenaries 2 as well. For several years now, they've been telling us, and by they, I mean just about every major mover and shaker in the video game industry, that video games would soon be on the same level as movies and music in terms of, you know, acceptance as an entertainment medium. And, we were slowly pushing our way towards video games being on the same level as movies and music. And I always kind of took that with a grain of salt, but I realized that it's true now, and it's not because they're selling like crazy, and it's not because they're breaking entertainment records or anything. One sentence on a forum post, one sentence made me realize, not on our forum, different forum, made me realize that we're already there in terms of video games as far as consumer base being the same as movies and music. One sentence that just said, I don't waste my time with any game that's not a 9.0 or above.
I've seen that a lot.
Because that right there tells me that video gaming is big enough that the indie rock... indie movie elitist now has a home in the video game community. There's always been a little slice of the gaming community that's been like that.
Yeah.
But it's expanding more and more to the point where we have our own indie rock, indie movie elitist section in the gaming community now that will only play a game if it's considered art, quote unquote. You can't see me making air quotes. Or will only play a game if it's AAA, quote unquote, which, by the way, is the most ridiculous designation of any game I've ever heard in my life. We'll only play a game if it's 9.0 or higher. Hell, 9.5 or higher. Otherwise, I don't waste my time.
And you know what? They're retarded because they're missing a lot of great shit.
Absolutely. Some of the best games that I've ever played in my life have rated out probably in the 7 to 8 range. well, among most people.
If you want to, make a parallel to the movie industry, do you remember what the critics said about Star Wars when it came out?
Absolutely.
They said it was ass.
Absolutely.
Terrible movie, would never fly.
Yep.
And this is not the Phantom Menace we're talking about. This is the original.
Right. Yeah, this is back before most people listening were born, but
yeah.
And most of us.
And
actually all of
and
us.
And the gaming community is moving towards that. Yeah. We're actually we've gone. And in some ways, this is a very good thing, and in some ways, it's a very bad thing, because the same thing happened to the movie industry, the same thing happened to the music industry. We've gone from a sort of a section of the overall populace that was divided away from everybody else and into ourselves. Like, there was everybody else, and then there was gamers. Like, you were all kind of divided together. Now gaming itself is throughout the entire populace, and all gamers are divided into subcategories. You're an action gamer. You're an RPG gamer. You're a
shooter.
You're a shooter. You only like games that are in this range.
You're
you only
a
like games that are in this range.
Yeah, and you're an Xbox or PS3 fanboy.
There you go. And so we've moved into that, which is a good thing in a lot of ways because it means the industry has grown a ridiculous amount. But it's a very bad thing when we have people like rabid fanboys and people who will only play a game if the reviews say it's 9.0 or higher. So anyway, I just noticed that over the week, the last couple weeks, and I wanted to bring it up on the podcast to see what everybody else thinks about it.
But, and I call people stupid.
Yeah.
Well, there was a perfect example of that this morning when I went on to pull the question thread. There was a thread in our forum that was titled "Mercenaries 2 Flops."
Yeah.
So I had to click on it.
That's another word.
Yes.
That is cracking me up lately because apparently anything that doesn't score an 8.5 or above is a flop.
Yeah. But
and
what's
it's
also
not just it's not just here. It's every gaming site forum across the country or across the world. If it's not an 8.5, it's trash.
Oh yeah, and I clicked on the thread, and flop to me means it didn't sell.
Right.
So I go into the thread. And he's like, "Here's why," and I click on the link. Mercenaries got a 7.9 from IGN.
Right.
So that's why.
I never knew a 7.9 was bad.
I didn't
flop
either.
To me is Drake and the 99 Dragons.
No, that's abysmal.
Flop to me is Cruisin' World on the Wii, or Cruisin' whatever the hell it was called.
Oh, Cruisin' on the Wii? Ugh.
Flop to me is a game that scores 2 or 3.
And people like that piss me off. How did they know it flopped? Did they play it?
No.
Just came out today.
Nobody played it.
I'm sure whoever started that didn't fucking play it.
No.
So shut the fuck up. Jesus
Snap.
Christ, you people suck.
Wow. Wolverine on a tangent.
It's just pissing me off.
Berserker Barrage!
Make a comment or post a thread saying, "This game flops. I've never played it, though, because I'm a fucking douchebag." Fuck you.
Dude,
then decide.
That happened with every game. Every game gets that thread.
Any game that comes out that gets a score, it doesn't matter if it's from Bill Bob's Game Emporium. If it gets a 6.5 or a 7.5, it's a flop instantly.
Well,
which is just hilarious to me.
It's stupid.
Because, like I said, it's not just I guarantee that all kids, "Well, you're just saying that because 2Human scores have been crappy." You know what? 2Human deserved a lot of scores that it got. It didn't deserve the 4.5s and the 5.5s.
No,
but the 6.5s to the 8.5 range, I'm fine with that. Infinite Undiscovery scores 7.5, 8.0. 7.0, I'm fine with that. It's not a flop.
See, and I do write some reviews, but I don't listen to them. Never listen to them. I look at it to see what they say about it, and like, okay, and then I'll try it myself. I don't base it on anyone else's opinion but my own. Maybe you all should fucking do that.
See, I'm not in that same boat as you. I don't look at the score.
That's the big thing.
I read it, because
I read it, but I just don't base my opinion on it. Because, a review is the reviewer's opinion, and I respect that. And then I'm like, okay, I want to go buy it just so I can try it out.
Well, yeah, and that's
the review doesn't deter me or help me buy it. If I want a game, I will go buy it.
See, review may influence me to buy it. It usually won't deter me from buying it. Like, for instance, you know what caused me to buy Alone in the Dark? Somebody talking about everything that it did right. Now, granted, he also in there mentioned that there's a lot of asshole in this game.
And there was a lot. Yeah.
There was a lot of asshole in that game. But I would have never played that, and I would have never had as much fun as I did.
See, that was on my list for it. I just couldn't buy it because I didn't have the money.
Alone in the Dark is another perfect example of that, where it was a flop and it was terrible and it was completely not worth playing because it had flaws.
But you know what?
Well, you know what? There are very, very few games every year that don't have flaws.
Every game has its flaws.
Well, yeah. I mean glaring flaws.
Well, those glaring flaws though are getting fixed.
Right.
Apparently there's an update or something.
There's a patch coming.
And the PS3 version will be new. I've already beat it. I'm not playing it.
Well, yeah. But.
To tell you the truth, when I started reading the reviews of Too Human, I actually came really close to not even picking that game up.
See, I don't let...
I came really close. And you know something? I decided that, you know, these reviewers, you know, it's just their opinion. And... You know, I like the subject matter of the game, and, you know, I've been looking forward to the game too long to just all of a sudden just write it off.
Yeah, right, because somebody else doesn't like it.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm glad reviews are out there because some people do listen to them, and they, you know, make the decision on buying a game on it. I'm not one of those. And if you're looking forward to a game and you read a review and it's just not as good as you thought it would be, why should that deter you? Let yourself decide.
Right.
Even if you read it like, oh, maybe I shouldn't buy it, maybe I'll rent it, and then buy it.
And you should definitely never deter your decision after you've played the demo and you already made your decision.
Right. Yeah, if you've played the demo and you like it and reviews come out and they say it sucks, who cares? You played the demo and you liked it, so play the game.
When I picked up To Human and brought it home and started playing it, you know, I was glad that I purchased it, you know, because I saw the potential in the game.
I saw the potato.
I was having fun.
Potatoes.
You know, I was having fun playing it, you know, despite its flaws. And the thing is, I'm having fun playing the Star Wars Unleashed demo.
Yeah.
For the 14th time that I beat it.
Here's the other parallel with the music industry especially. Music, at its base, is supposed to be about having fun and enjoying yourself. Just like gaming, at its base, is about having fun and enjoying yourself. The higher up the elitist ladder you go, the more you hear about technical aspects.
Like composition.
Right. The higher up the elitist ladder you go in music, not even elitist, the deeper you dig into music, the more you're going to hear people complain about things that most people aren't going to notice. You're going to hear people complain about, like you said, composition, harmony, just the way sounds move together, the more technical aspects of music. So that's why, once again, you've got a segregation in the music industry between people who just listen to music because they enjoy it and the people who think that the only reason to listen to music is so you can hear the complex interweaving of sound and so forth. And it's the same way with games now. Very few people play games just for fun anymore. Very few hardcore gamers play games just for fun anymore. And if a game is fun, it doesn't matter because, oh, well, this game's got technical issues here, here, and here, and here. You know what? As long as it's not game-breaking, I don't care about technical issues. I don't care. I'm not a graphic designer. You know, I'm not an artist. I can appreciate good graphic design and art, but flaws in that, especially if they're minor flaws, don't bother me at all.
I hear that all the time,
and, you know, so much anymore, the first thing that you hear, the first question when a game is released is rarely, is it fun anymore? It's always, what's it look like? Is there frame rate issues? Is there screen tearing? You know, are the texture, what's the quality of the textures? You know, how many polygons is it pushing? You know, and it's like I said, it's a completely natural progression of the gaming industry towards the exact way that the movie industry and the exact way that the music industry is. And we're pushing ever closer towards that. And I didn't realize it until that one forum post.
Yeah, it's kind of nasty. I've been noticing it because I frequent a rather elitist forum that we will not speak thy name.
I think I know which one you're talking about, because I think it's the same forum I saw the forum post on.
Yeah, because this is the same place where I'm seeing stuff, you know, about how after the Force Unleashed demo comes out, there's a giant thread about, has any company fallen as far as LucasArts?
Right.
And I'm like, really? Really? I mean, from what? I played through the Force Unleashed demo like 10 times, and I had a ball.
Right.
I mean, sure, there's things that are shitty about it. There's just things shitty about everything, but
right.
Man, I was having a blast. Even when I died, I was like, oh, I get to do that again, you know? It's
yeah. I play games for fun, and if technical issues keep me from having fun with the game, then technical issues make a big difference to me. But if a game's got technical issues and I still have a lot of fun with it, then guess what? That's a good game to me.
Yeah, this argument, you know, it, in the past couple days, I mean, I've been on this movie website.
Right.
I'm not going to name the site,
right.
But it's a site that talks about movies, movie news, and stuff like
right.
that. And there was some news about Transformers 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, and then there was like a forum, like forums attached to that post, and there was like comments of, you know, Transformers sucks ass, and Michael Bay needs to burn in hell,
right,
and stuff like that. And I'm like, geez.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm like, dude. Do you watch movies for fun, or
right.
do you just watch movies, you know, to pick apart everything, you know?
Right.
I had fun watching Transformers. I love the movie.
And the people who say stuff like Michael Bay sucks and,
yeah.
you know, action, you know, let's put it this way. Uwe Boll sucks. All right, he sucks.
That's kind of like a
universal. For real, though.
that's like a universal thing.
Right. People who watch movies like that and say stuff like, oh, Michael Bay sucks, and, you know, action movies are terrible. They're the type of people that want every movie to be Schindler's List. You know, they want every movie to be the high-minded drama, and guess what? That doesn't appeal to everybody.
Yeah.
But according to them, and according to the elitists in the video game industry now, if you don't like high-minded games or movies or music, then you don't know what you're talking about. You're not a real gamer.
Yeah, it's like go back and sip your latte at
right.
Starbucks.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that hear me bash Ico and Shenmue and think that I'm not a gamer just because
right.
I don't like
but
those
you know
two
what?
Games.
You played those games.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So, fuck.
I actually beat both Shenmues, and I was very bored of both of them. And I beat Ico, and I hated it, you know. I love Shadow of the Colossus, though. It's a great game.
Anyways, that was my rant. I just had to get that out there because it's been building up in me in the last couple of weeks, and I had no sort of outlet
for
it.
You had no forum.
Right.
That was a good rant. I really
coming
really,
from the master of the rant, that means a lot to
I
me.
I really enjoyed hearing that rant from you. And, yes, it did spark some feelings inside my heart.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, as long
coming
as it didn't
the
incite
the
any
rant.
Feelings inside your pants, we're good.
Yeah.
No doubt.
We're cool. We're cool.
No
I, had to bring, I had to bring the brow of this podcast back down.
Back down.
Back down.
Back down a little bit.
So, but now we're going to go into some news, and we're running deep, so we may
we
not get to questions
deep.
Before we get to the everything. But we are going to get to your dirt, pig pen.
By God.
All right.
You the man.
I guess.
And now... News for Gamers, Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Only Reason for Existence, The Weekly Dirt, brought to you by Owens Cleaning Supply Company, who would like to remind you that all of our animal testing is done on animals who are already old and sick, because at Owens, we care about all that nature bullshit. And now your host, Zero McTolerance.
Am I a sandwich?
No, but you're Irish.
This is true.
And for your information, my only reason for existence is to be made fun of.
Oh, sweet.
Get it right, bastard.
There you go.
I'm not reading it. I'm just looking over your shoulder.
I thought you were going to touch me.
You're not reading it again?
Don't do that. See, this is where I get uncomfortable in the show because everybody like crowds around me like I'm a...
It's
crazy.
Because we like to read.
Okay.
We like to read what Killer Wolverine has composed.
First up, Castle Crashes is up. 1,200 points. We already talked about that.
You're kidding.
Games Convention will stay in Leipzig next year. This year was 203,000 people, and it's a new record. Amazon.com announced the option for guaranteed release date for some games. The press release stated, no lines, no waiting, no fuss. Customers to receive select games, including Star Wars Force Unleashed and Gears of War 2, day and date of release.
Well, that says delivery, so you should get it like a day after.
All right.
Which is fantastic news for people who...
don't want to leave the house.
Don't want to leave the house.
Q-Motions announced that this fall they will ship Big Vert, a full wireless skateboard deck for the 360 and the PS3 that translates body movement and converts it into full action within your favorite snow or skateboarding. They may still make snowboarding games?
$20 says that it's terrible.
Sean White?
And you can just buy a Wii Fit board, dude.
I can't wait for the... I wish they'd make a new Amped. Amp 3 was the bomb.
Amp 3 was the bomb.
Amp 1 and Amp 2 and Amp 3 were the bomb.
I only played the third one.
Third one was awesome. D3 Publisher has announced a Rocket Bowl for XBLA, which features rocket-powered bowling balls. Yeah.
Tell you, give me a good, real bowling game.
That's what I'm waiting for.
With pro bowlers.
See, I want this one. I don't want your crazy, boring, smelly shoe bowling.
You're crazy bowling smelly.
Has 10 crazy courses, including loops, ramps, and tunnels. It's like mini golf with bowling. It's got a fun and varied single-player mode, exciting multiplayer matches up to 4 people, and you can upgrade your equipment. Game will ship on September 10th, so it's next week's Xbox Live Arcade title.
Sweet.
SCEE President Dave Reeves is assuring you, guaranteeing you that Home is completely on track and the open beta will begin this fall as planned. And they promised it for 2008.
Yeah.
So, we shall see.
I don't know. Maybe you've got this in your newsletter. I thought I heard somewhere that they weren't sure if the video sharing was going to be up and running when the open beta starts. I heard that little rumor over the week. I don't know if it's true or not. It hasn't been substantiated by myself, but that's the rumor I heard, that the video sharing portion, video and music sharing portions might not be up and running by the time the open beta rolls out.
All right. Capcom has announced that apparently Bionic Commando has sold 130,000 copies in its first week.
That's awesome.
Sweet.
For a downloadable game, that's awesome.
Valve confirmed Left 4 Dead will be out November 20th. If you have taken this game off your list, you need to put it back on because it looks incredible.
Go online and watch some videos because, man, it looks like a blast.
Yeah. Media Molecule's Alex Evans, the folks behind Little Big Planet, told Eurogamer that sequels, DLC, and paid-for content are all possible, which we should have known that already.
I can't wait for that game.
Kojima admitted that he may well end up producing a fifth Metal Gear game. Who'd have thunk?
In related news, the sun came up this morning.
In other related news, Weezer's back together. Anyway. Yeah.
Big shock.
Sam and Max Season 1 will hit the Wii on November 4th. According to Kotaku, the 360 fall update will be in November.
And they got that from a very reliable source.
Yeah, good guess. you had 2 months to put it in.
They said fall, so you guessed November.
Way to go.
No.
A new character for Tatsunoko versus Capcom has been announced. It's Mega Man Volnut.
From Mega Man Legends. Volnut.
His mother didn't like him.
Mega Man Legends, I'll go on record again to say that I love the Mega Man Legends games, and I hope they make a new one. Even
well,
on
you know
Wii.
What? You're in that top tier of gaming, you know, those leaders.
I am. No, dude, there ain't no leadist on the planet that likes Mega Man Legends.
There's two. And then the other one's not mean, is it? David Perry said that because of the cost of making PlayStation 3 and because they sold it at a loss, Sony has basically pretty much no chance of making money on the PS3. Why is Dave Perry so damn interested in the PS3? Isn't this like the second comment he's made about the system?
That's
it's
a good
more
question.
Than that. I just didn't put any more.
And the money you make is off the games, not the hardware.
Well, and not to mention they're making a ton of money right now on the PlayStation 2, so.
Yeah.
Sony be all right.
Oh, yeah, they'll be all right. But it costs a lot to make the system, so I
right.
can see where he's saying that.
Right.
Yeah, but why does he care, I guess, is my point.
Right.
I don't know.
Start making a game.
yeah. No doubt.
Kojima says
that Earthworm Jim.
Metal Gear Acid could receive a release on the PSN, which that would be a great release
That
for
would
PSN.
Be a good idea. I didn't like that game, but it would be a good release on the PSN.
Core subscribers will have access to the MotorStorm 2 demo a month earlier than everyone else. Welcome to Xbox Live Gold.
And that's also, you don't have to be a subscriber to it. You can also download that
just that episode.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not going to put that stipulation where you have to be a subscriber?
No.
Okay,
well
that's good. I might
only $4 then. That's not too bad.
I might actually buy that one then. Damn, Sony. If you pre-order Tom Clancy's InWar, you'll get a token that allow you to have access to the VIP demo. There are only a number of slots, so go pre-order yours today. The demo will be up in October. Rumor has it that Gearbox is working on Halo 4. Latest issue of official Xbox magazine says that this is true, and working on it will be a launch title for next Xbox.
Yeah,
half
true. Some Gearbox members left, started their own little thingy,
So. In addition, the main lady from Gearbox, I think is her last name. Mm-hmm. Her husband joined the Microsoft camp too, and he was an art director, I think, on Quake Wars Enemy Territories, which. hopefully he'll be able to step up his game for the next one.
Quick Wars is awesome.
Quick Wars.
Yeah, but awesome. Art Direction?
Art Direction, I'll give you that.
There you go.
They kind of look like ass. another week, another Lego Batman character. Alfred Pennyworth.
Nice.
Joins the cast.
Sweet.
We already knew about the price cuts. We got the prices here. Arcade model, $199, 60 gig at $299, and Elite at $399. Why does that not sound like a price cut to me? I guess because I paid $399 for my original Xbox.
Right.
According to Video Game 24/7, Dave Reese believes that the publisher exclusivity is probably a thing of the past. I think we have to accept that exclusivity is not a thing of the past, but it is probably with publishers. We might do a few things where we feel we need to push here or push there. He also said we've got to accept more and more that platform holders themselves cannot have exclusives unless they're given millions and millions of dollars not to develop a particular game for one particular platform.
Thank you for saying what most of us who are actually logical have known for a long time.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Hideo Kojima... want you to stop asking about Metal Gear Solid on the 360.
Stop it. Just stop asking about it. Stop it.
The GTA 4 DLC Dreaded will be available.
Otacon.
Well, Meryl. Speaking of that, Meryl. There's also a rumor it's going to hit PC. He didn't confirm or deny it, so it may be on PC.
Does anybody care about Metal Gear
on
PC?
Well, there's still PC gamers out there. I'm sure someone
ones that
care.
Won't pirate it?
Monkey in a diaper.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Stop it. Nail me. The GTA 4 DLC will be available in November and will be around 15 hours long.
Solid.
And speculation has it that there will be a new island introduced.
Now, I've also heard that this isn't coming out till January.
The island of Bahama.
Are they going to delay it till January?
There's a rumor going around.
Jesus.
So we don't know when, but a strong rumor is November, so we'll
Dennis
see.
Dyack running his mouth again.
Big
he
shock.
Told Video Game 24/7 that EVE Online is better than World of Warcraft.
Dennis Dyack just really loves complicated games.
Dennis Dyack just doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut.
He loves the sound of his own voice.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Nintendo has said that we have never neglected our core gamers. We still have developers working on popular core gaming franchises.
Is that muffled laugh loud enough for everyone to hear?
But we need longer to complete these games, approximately 2 to 3 years. These games are not ready to launch in early 2009, but are being worked on by all development teams.
Nice.
So a new Zelda, a new Mario, and a new Metroid. Wow. Rinse and repeat. Forever.
Forever. I don't think they understand. Like, I honestly don't think that they understand that when people say they're abandoning core gamers, they don't mean just because they haven't had a new Mario or a new Zelda since Twilight Princess. They mean develop some new IPs with hardcore gamers in mind. We don't just mean, hey, you're abandoning us by not giving us another Metroid. We mean you're abandoning us because every other game that you make that's not Mario, Zelda, or Metroid is... not for the hardcore gamer.
Alright, an update for City of Heroes and
Woohoo!
Villains will allow players to create and share their own in-game missions.
Nice.
You'll be able to pick the map, location, villains, objective, and then write your own story for the mission. The update will also give your characters day jobs.
They're slowly Sweet. But surely trying to wrap a rope around my waist and pull me back into City of Heroes.
That should do it right there.
Yeah, that's such a fantastic game.
You have a day job now.
Yeah.
A day job.
If anyone,
mild-mannered reporter.
If anyone is looking for an MMO to play, they should play City of Heroes.
No, you should play EVE Online.
Fuck EVE Online.
Bomberman Blast is coming to WiiWare and will allow you to compete online with 7 other players. And you can use your Miis. That's bad AS.
Yeah.
Sweet.
The next firmware update, 2.5 for the PS3, is rumored to have screen grabbing. So you can take a screenshot of your games.
That'd be very, very nice.
Ryan Payton left Kojima Productions due to family reasons.
Well, all the best to Ryan Payton.
Yeah.
The Wii is getting Ease Book 1 and 2 for 800 points and Samurai Showdown 2 for 900 points.
That should be God. Because I didn't know when.
Oh, they got them?
See, that's really big news because Ease Book 1 and 2 is a CD game that has anime cutscenes and Red Book audio music.
Great. It won't fit on my Wii's crappy hard drive.
Pretty much.
And Samurai Showdown 5 is getting thrown in dumpsters across the nation.
Indeed, including mine.
Yeah, mine too.
Ubi Montreal's Patrick Redding has confirmed that a third Far Cry is already in the early stages of development and may take place in Antarctica.
That would be awesome.
Let's get the second one out first.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. But can you imagine the CryEngine rendering that much snow?
Yes.
Do you know how awesome that would be?
I would cry a little bit. According to EGM, I mean Shane Bettenhausen, Max Payne 3 is in the works, but since Remedy Entertainment is working on Alan Wake, the third installment will be worked on by the same internal Rockstar team that created The Warriors.
I've got faith in them. The Warriors was good.
Yeah, even though it was based on a kind of a dumb movie.
Yeah, and they were...
I liked the movie.
Remedy was going to go ahead and work on it themselves, but then they realized that Alan Wake wasn't coming out until 2014. So they decided they better pawn off Max Payne 3.
Looks like we have a junior Dennis Dyack on our hands.
Yeah.
As David Cage, head of Quantic Dream, said that Heavy Rain is going to be, quote, the most important title for next year.
Uh-oh.
He finished the sentence by saying that uses exclusively QuickTime events.
And is on the PlayStation 3 and features crying main characters.
7.0, Phil.
I think the game looks good.
It looks
especially
good.
Especially if you liked
Simon Says.
Indigo Prophecy.
Indigo Prophecy. Was
yeah.
Simon Says.
But.
Oh, my God.
Saints Row 2 will feature teabagging.
Great.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Saints Row 2.
Yeah.
According to Kotaku, GameStop won't be carrying PSN cards till next year because they aren't yet equipped to activate the cards. In the meantime, as we mentioned earlier, you can pick them up at Meijer Square.
Yeah.
Meijer. When's the last time you heard it called that?
Meijer Square.
Brain Age has spent 80 weeks in the UK top 10.
Man.
Damn.
Hmm.
Here's an interesting little tidbit. 75% of games coming this quarter are from EA and Activision. Not a shock,
wow.
Really. You can help choose the cover art for Resistance 2, just like you could with Web of Shadows. You can vote for which cover you want to ship with the game. Which did you notice that the cover for Resistance 2 specifically says on the front of the box, only on PS3?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
So they're going to start that marketing. Rumors floating around that Nintendo was working on a new DS. Again, another rumor about this. This one is speculated to have two touchscreens. If it turns out to be true, expected to hit sometime next year.
Effectively splitting your audience. Thank you, Nintendo.
Hellboy director Guillermo del Toro said that there are only two games that he considers masterpieces, Ico and Shadow of the Colossus. I will leave it alone.
I put that in just for you.
Ryan Wombold says that there are only two movies that he considers masterpieces, and neither one of them is Hellboy.
Hellboy, yeah. Rumor has it that Rockstar North, the GTA folk, are working on a PS3 exclusive, which we've heard about for a while,
right?
But they've never said anything about it. Raiden 4 for XBLA has been pushed back to October 2nd. If you want to play Tony Dungy, you can download the NFL head coach demo. There's
if
talks
you want to play a terrible game, you can download the NFL head coach demo.
There's talks about a Lego Batman TV show.
Wow.
Man,
Batman's just everywhere. You're loving this, aren't you?
Oh, you have no idea.
Dude, I saw the awesomest thing. This is sort of off topic, but the awesomest thing in the Sky Mall catalog.
Yeah.
They have a Batarang money clip that looks just like a Batarang.
Nice.
And it folds in half, and it's like a money clip.
Sweet.
There
nice. That's awesome.
Q Entertainment announced that it will be bringing Medios Wars to XBLA. This will feature tons of planets, 20 new planets, all new special techniques, massive modes. Single-player modes include mission mode, attack mode, versus mode. There's three challenges awaiting you in attack mode, including the one-minute attack and the 100-meteo attack. There will be multiplayer over Xbox Live, co-op, and versus. All new accessories for... your aliens. Yeah, accessorize your aliens. I always wanted to do that.
Sounds good.
Medios was awesome, though.
Yeah.
Medios was cool. EW.com is reporting that Rock Band 2 will be getting full albums from the Foo Fighters, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Jane's Addiction, Megadeth, and Stevie Ray Vaughan. Also with a specially compiled No Doubt Best Of collection, which will include two songs.
Yeah, I was about ready to say that. You beat me to it.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the Stevie Ray Vaughan and the Foo Fighters, though.
Foo Fighters, awesome. Street Fighter IV's producer Yoshinori Ono told OXM that lag will be a huge problem for online play. We're working on it. Team
wow.
Ico's PS3 game, is that really their name?
It's Team Ico, yeah.
Damn.
I think it's Ico, not Ico.
Should have been Team of the Colossus.
Wow.
Team Ico's PS3 game will be shown soon.
Which, in PlayStation 3 terms, means it'll be shown 3 months from now, and it won't be available for another 2 years.
Here's what comes with Saints Row Collector's Edition. The package is modeled in the shape of a gun.
It's not actually a real gun. I like how you added that in there. Just so people know.
Inside the pack, you'll find a 1 gig gold bullet USB memory stick, a limited edition art book, Stillwater map poster, Third Street Saint poster, and exclusive content, including buddy icons and wallpapers, but no game content. So, epic fail again.
Well, that 1 gig stick is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they give those away with, like, Happy Meals, dude.
I never got one in my Happy Meal.
You should have. Yeah. Resident Evil 2 is rumored to have a Wiimake. I like that. Wiimake?
Yeah.
A Wiimake.
Monster Lab for the Wii and Gauntlet for the DS will be shown at PAX. Gauntlet DS is a remake of the original arcade game with overhauled graphics, new attacks, and powers. It will support local and Wi-Fi for up to 4 players.
Nice.
Capcom told Kotaku that Tatsunoko vs. Capcom arcade version won't make it over here, but there might still be hope for a console release.
Don't hold your breath, Con.
Do me a favor.
I hope so.
Go ahead.
Don't hold your breath.
Go ahead and leave that one in Japan, and the people that want to play it over here can import it and spend some of the time that you would spend converting it on making Marvel vs. Capcom 3 happen.
Indeed, listen to him, because those are wise words.
That would make me happy.
Besides Meyer, you can also get PSN cards at Speedway, Blockbuster, 7-Eleven, and Rite Aid. Seriously? Who'd have shopped at any of those places for video games?
You can get PSN cards at Rite Aid, but not at GameStop?
Well, you know, they're selling them there because they're like gift cards almost, and they have a lot of gift cards.
Come on, GameStop.
Yeah, but
step
PSN?
Up your game. Dude, if Rite Aid is selling stuff that you're not selling.
You know what? I'm betting they have Xbox
cards,
I'm going to
go get some gas and a PSN card.
They're like gift cards. You got to understand that.
No, I understand that, but the concept that GameStop can't sell them yet and Rite Aid can is completely beyond me.
The only reason why GameStop can't is because their POS is not equipped to activate them. For some reason.
Well, then they need to get their POS.
The major video game distributor or seller can't do that. It's kind of funny.
That's very
GameStop
funny.
Sucks.
Yeah, that's weird.
The Dark Knight game has been canceled after they saw Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, no doubt. After they saw how badass Arkham Asylum
was.
Oh my god.
That picture of what?
Killer Croc?
Yeah, he's huge.
He's 10 feet tall. That's how he is in the comic book. Yeah. Harmonix is having trouble getting Rush's album Moving Pictures on Rock Band.
That's all right.
Here's their comment. Unfortunately, due to unforeseen technical difficulties, we won't be able to release Rush's Moving Pictures this week. We'll be working as hard as we can, but it looks like it could be a couple weeks to fix it. In the meantime, we'll be moving on our schedule. Translation, we didn't want all the people that didn't have the achievement for 100% vocals to play YYZ and get a free achievement. Go to Battlefield Bad Company's website to vote to determine which two single-player levels will be turned into unique maps for the Conquest mode. Square Enix has formally announced its bid for Tecmo, stating that we believe that Tecmo will be...
I hadn't heard that.
...to make a great leap forward by joining Square Enix Group. We will provide the group with further growth opportunities as well.
It's a friendly takeover.
That's a good move for Square Enix.
Yeah. You can no longer pre-order Ghostbusters at GameStop. So go somewhere else.
If you can find it.
There are no plans for Viva Pinata Trouble in Paradise DLC. Disappointing.
Yeah.
Dead Space has been pushed up a week from October 31st to October 24th. So.
Sweet.
Nice.
I'm looking for that game.
Yes,
big
me
time.
Too.
Did anybody see the slight spoiler online? I'm not going to even mention it.
No, I didn't. Okay. So don't do that.
Yeah, I'm not even going
to
mention it.
According to Kotaku, Orenda Intellectual Properties USA filed a lawsuit against Sony. Sony Electronics, Sony Computer Entertainment, and Sony Computer Entertainment America claiming that the PS3's Blu-ray player, as well as other Sony Blu-ray players, violates a patent Orenda hold that relates to storing data on a disc. They're asking for a reasonable royalty and want the sales of Blu-ray devices across America to be halted.
That means the PS3. They want the PS3 to stop being sold because they claim they have the right of what he just said, storing data on a disc, which also...
Well, it might just be a specific way of storing data on a disc.
Well, I don't think they're doing it any different way.
That's just stupid.
Considering Sony is Blu-ray.
Yeah, you might as well just go ahead
Sony
and stop.
Sony should give them a dollar.
Sony shouldn't give them nothing. This is the biggest joke ever that I've ever seen.
They should give them a dollar because $1 would be a joke.
I'd give them a troll dollar.
I would give them a punch in the face.
Yeah.
I don't think you're legally allowed to give someone a punch in the face as restitution.
They're Sony. They can. Well, they'll still pay money, but, you know.
They'll do it behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And lastly, Here are the first three linked achievements for Gears of War 2. Complete Act 1 in Gears of War, unlock Anthony Carmine multiplayer skin in Gears 2. Find 10 cog tags, unlock Min Young Kim multiplayer skin. And defeat Ram and unlock Ram multiplayer skin. If you want to see the rest, head over to IGN.com for all 45 of them, or you can go over to GearsOfWar.com if you want to see the other five. Be careful, there are spoilers in the achievements.
By God.
So,
that's why like I didn't read them, I just counted them.
There you go.
Kind of like the Star Wars Phantom Menace soundtrack where you had the musical track called Death of Qui-Gon Jinn. I remember, you know, the soundtrack came out a few days before the movie. That was pretty big news.
Yeah. So don't do that.
Back in the day.
Back in the dizzy. Do you guys want to handle a couple questions, or do you just want to do the contest?
It's up to you.
How about we do two questions?
Yeah, let's roll with two questions.
All right, we're going to do a couple questions here. First one comes up from the Halo Fiend. He says, do the crew think gamers are taking online gaming way too serious?
Yes.
Yes.
I think gamers are taking gaming way too serious.
Yes.
Yeah. Overall.
Yes.
As was evident by our rant earlier.
Yes.
Wombat, if you use the N4G announcer voice as a character in a game, who would it be?
Man, that's a good question, because there are so many good options, although I think Solid Snake would be pretty funny, because it would be pretty priceless to hear the announcer guy rambling on and on about Metal Gear and Lalelulelo. Colonel. Anyways.
What features do the crew think is missing from the PS3?
Voice chat.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Voice chat. Oh, yeah.
And cross-game invites.
Yes.
Indeed. He asked me if I'm going to purchase Street Fighter Alpha on PSN. No, because you put the wrong Alpha on there. Seriously, the first one, terrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't purchase it on the PSN anyway, because I have it on the PS2.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
I have the better one on the PS2.
But I guess for people who don't have the backwards compatible
PS3,
which is everyone.
Why
now
did they put that crappy version on there? Why didn't they put two or three?
Because they're crazy. They should have put two.
Should have put three.
They should have put two.
Three.
Two's the best.
Three.
2.5.
Three's the best
two,
ever.
Two had the best backgrounds.
Should Soul Calibur be made into a movie or anime? No.
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
I would say, go back up.
What?
No to a live movie as well.
Yes.
I would say that it would definitely make a better anime than a movie.
Yeah, it would be a terrible live-action movie.
Because with anime, there's a lot of animes out there that are generic anyway, so I think it'll
seriously, any game that you can intertwine the Star Wars characters into your story...
Yeah, you need to stop.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Soul Calibur's not about the story.
I would do away with the Star Wars segment.
Now, if you said, should Street Fighter be made into a movie, I would say, as long as you've got Jean-Claude Van Damme and Raul Julia to star in it.
Well, you can't get him anymore.
he's dead.
Too soon?
Yeah.
No.
Street Fighter killed him.
Shot Caller says, hey guys, thanks for advice on my last queue. I now pre-ordered Fallout 3 and might pick up Far Cry 2 as
well. There you
go. Anyway, here's my queue. Since the introduction of online play in consoles, I've noticed that every year developers try to push for more and more people to be online at once. I'm all for it when it comes to having fun with other people, but at what point does it get way too damn huge? Resistance 2 is doing 60 online and just announced MAG will be 256. Do you all think that the massive number of people playing can be good or bad for a game? I don't know. I'm bitching just because I guess, but I'm interested in what you all have to say.
I don't think it's necessary.
I don't either. I think 32 is like the highest you should go. I think 16 is a sweet spot.
Yeah. It can be good or bad sometimes, I think. Some games lend themselves to a whole lot of players better. For a shooter, my personal sweet spot is 32 players. The way they're doing MAG, I'm very interested in, because it's sort of like skirmishes with smaller amounts of people in a larger battle full of more people. I think that'll work better, but if it's just like 256 people going against each other, that's ridiculous.
Well, it feels like almost like an RTS where you have squads,
right.
You know, and in each squad can fight other squads. And
right.
I just feel like this is too many people, though.
Well, there's too many people, too much shit going on, too much slowdown.
If you're gonna make a game like that, it almost seems like you're better off just making it an MMO going with it that direction.
I really enjoyed Resistance more as a 16-player game than I did a 30-player game in the first one.
But see, Battlefield, I enjoyed... more because it had more players.
Oh, well, it just depends. It depends on the game.
Yeah, any game you can make work with any amount of players. You just have to have the right level design, and you have to have the right balance.
And you have to have the right motive. If you're doing it to one-up the other the competitor, you're stupid. It just ruins it.
His second question goes to the Boogeyman, which he's not here.
He is not here.
Number three, if you guys were not into gaming when you were younger, how do you think you would have turned out?
You know, I wasn't into games when I was younger, so I think I turned out fine.
I was into games when I was younger, and I probably would have more of a tan and would be more athletic.
Yeah, I would definitely be more athletic. Although what's funny is when I was younger, I was athletic.
Yeah, me too.
I played baseball all the time. Yeah, I played baseball for like 9 years.
I played baseball.
So
when I was a kid, and I ran track and cross country in high school and all that. But
I don't know what I'd be like if I hadn't played games when I was a kid.
I don't know.
Well, with me, when I was like about 5-6 years old, when I started playing video games, around that same time, I would also play Army like all the time with the other kids in the neighborhood. So I figured if I didn't get in video games so much, I would have probably been
a soldier.
A soldier.
Campus Con, save
your country.
I just can't
picture Campus Con being a soldier.
I'd be afraid of him with a gun, man. He'd be like, next up, H Dogger wants to know, he's got two questions. Do you think Nintendo should just completely forget about hardcore and focus on soccer moms?
No, because I still like their games.
No.
Their hardcore games.
Yeah, I miss those games.
Maybe you could turn the soccer moms into hardcore gamers.
That should have been the original purpose of the Wii.
Yeah.
All right, number two, this is for all of you. How many times do you brush your teeth a day, and for how long each time?
These questions have gotten increasingly personal.
I know.
Yeah, that's...
twice, and for like 2 or 3 minutes.
Twice, 2 hours each.
2 hours each?
Kidding. Fantastic.
Do you spit blood?
Maybe.
Do you have any gums left?
I'm like,
let me see. Sometimes twice, sometimes three times. Every once in a great while, I'll actually do it four.
What?
Jesus.
And on top of that,
did you get...
I do,
a dental hygienist when you were a child?
I do the mouthwash.
And yeah, sometimes, you got to do the mouthwash.
Sometimes I'll just play a game for like a half hour with mouthwash in.
A half hour?
And gurgling.
Aren't you only supposed to keep that stuff in 60 seconds?
Yeah.
Half hour?
Dude, that can't be good for you.
Not a half hour. Maybe about 10 minutes.
Jesus, still!
No, that's 9 minutes over the limit, buddy.
That's
probably killing
nasty.
Yourself.
Oh, I'd probably throw up.
How could you keep it in for 10 minutes?
I don't know.
Magic. How do you not swallow for 10 minutes?
Here's the thing. I have a vanilla flavored, so it
actually... You're not supposed to swallow it.
I don't swallow.
But how can you keep... If you
I
don't swallow gargle. In 10 minutes, you're dead.
No, you can go 10
you
minutes
You can go 10 minutes
You probably swallow. Wouldn't die. It would be very uncomfortable.
You swallow, like just now, you swallow constantly.
Right.
You cannot not do that. I'm sorry, you can't.
No, I mean...
Man, you're angry about it.
No, I just don't understand. I don't understand.
There's rage in your face. That
damn this question!
I don't understand how you cannot swallow...
You've driven a wedge in the podcast, Steve.
I mean, do you... I don't want to know.
You've driven...
He's got
driven
a horrible mouth
back of his
mouth.
Wedge into our teeth.
Because, I mean, I'm just worried because if you're swallowing that shit, just even a little bit, you know, over time, you're going to be dead.
That might explain a lot about you.
Probably.
You drink mouthwash.
Put the bottle down.
Awesome.
Down with the bottle.
I'm the same. I sometimes twice. Sometimes at night I forget.
Well, that's if you know how tired you are. I can see that.
I usually just pass out. All right, we're going to do the last one before we do the contest. Just one quick question rant. Why the hell doesn't ZTGD preview games anymore? I mean, seriously, the last game you previewed was Stranglehold. You're making it very hard to get stories to submit from ZTGD. Get on it, boys. More reviews and much more previews. Well, you see, I think the reason why we don't do very many previews anymore is because we don't have time to play the games before they come out.
Right.
And
hold on. Before you go any further than that, I know we don't get preview builds or anything, but, you know, there are demos that go up weeks early before, you know, the game, like Star Wars. You could have easily done a preview for Star Wars.
Yeah, but I was too busy doing the 10 reviews that
I had. Well, someone else could have done it. There's three other guys here.
I was too busy writing the article and the two reviews that I had to have up.
For Christ's sake.
Really? I'm doing a review and all the news. And
dude, the news, all you do is copy and paste the news.
No, actually,
you add
I don't.
Like one sentence of your own.
Actually, no, I don't. Not really. And then I've been starting doing his news stories, too, for the main page.
Everybody does a lot except for some people.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
What's that? What was that? Space Invaders Extreme?
Yeah.
Still waiting on that review.
Still waiting on that review. That's why. It's Gambus's fault. There you go.
It's true. It's all me.
It's Gambus's fault.
But we're working towards building up content.
Yes, we are.
That's the working plan, is to build up content.
Lots of content. We have lots of content. Anyway, speaking of things to give, we have a contest.
Don't you like how we made you wait to the end of the podcast?
Of course we made him wait to the end of the podcast. Actually, it would be better to put it in the middle, because then they couldn't just skip to the end and see if that was where it was at.
Oh, that's true.
You just put it in the middle, like somewhere random, in a news story.
Just need to surprise them with it.
Like put it in as a news story.
What? A ninja!
That means you got to listen to the whole motherfucker before you find out where it's at.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are going to be giving away a free copy of Guitar Hero 3. For the Xbox 360, so only the 360, we are also going to be giving away, in this package, this is a prize package, a copy of Metallica's brand new album, Death Magnetic, along with a subscription to their fan site, a lifetime subscription to their fan site. Now, this contest is restricted to U.S. residents only. It is only the 360 version, and yes, the album's not out yet, and yes, we are giving it away. That's how cool we are.
Because Metallica loves us.
Metallica loves us. So
yes.
To enter this contest, all you have to do is you have to send your name, address, and phone number to contests@ztgamedomain.com with the subject line, Metallica Contest. Now, if the subject line is not there, this email will get ignored. So make sure you put Metallica Contest in the subject line. And in 2 weeks, we will pick a random winner, and that winner will receive a free copy of Guitar Hero 3 for the Xbox 360, game only, no guitar, and a copy of Metallica's new album, Death Magnetic, as well as a subscription to their fan site, I think it's called Mission Metallica, for life. So, if you want to rock out to some Guitar Hero and Metallica's brand new album, we are giving this away. The only podcast. Exclusive contest. Giveaway Metallica. It's a brand new album.
Hear it before everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, actually not, because the contest ends on the 15th.
Oh,
our
gotcha.
Album comes out on the 12th.
Gotcha.
So, but be one of the first to get it free.
There you go.
There you go. Exclusively from your friends at N4G.
Yeah.
And our good friends, the Metallica people.
Yeah, they kick ass.
Yeah, so make sure you send that in. contests@ztgamedomain.com with the subject line Metallica Contest. Like I said, you have to be a U.S. resident. Name, address, phone number in the email so that we can ship you your prize. We'll be drawn at random and announced on the September 15th episode.
Don't spam it either. You'll be disqualified.
Yes, if you send in more than one entry, you will be removed.
So
no more
go.
Than one entry per person.
You've been warned.
And because you've got to have your name and address in there, we'll know if you just use a different email address.
Yes.
So don't try and play that game.
Yes. If you can find a loophole around that, that's all for you. Well, but this will be totally random.
I already know one, but...
Yeah, I know you do. Bastard. But then, not only that, but after that one, we have another contest. Oh, yeah. Nobody even in this room knows about it. Oh,
no,
snap.
You kept it secret from all of us.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I told you last night.
Oh, you bastard.
Well, you didn't
actually,
hear
he
me last night.
He told me long. He told me last week.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. But yeah, I'll tell you after.
All right.
Well, we have another one coming up after this one that could be better for some people.
Nice.
But definitely recopying Metallica's Death Magnetic album, brand new album, and Guitar Hero 3.
Sweet deal.
That's pretty awesome.
So that's we're giving that away for free, baby. You don't even have to do anything, but make sure you listen to what I just said a minute ago.
There you go.
I'm not going to repeat it again.
There you go.
Anyway, Mr. Khan, this wraps up the show. Next week, we'll be back. For now, we gotta go. everybody.
Everybody gay.
Hello.
Everybody, dance to the music of the night.
Hello.
Help me make
Hello.
The music.
Hello.
Hello.
Night. Man, that was good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Oh, man.
Thank you. I
what the hell?
Had Encore. 7 years of opera training at Juilliard.
Sweet.
No, don't lie.
Just kidding. Oh. 4 years of political science training in Miami University.
Political science.
Oh, yeah.
That's so awesome.
Is everybody sound all checked?
You're checked in your mouth.